thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
It is not easy to travel on a bus for 16 days with the same people, with not 2 minutes of your own to decide what you want to do, with someone telling you every minute what you're going to do next. And yet, I just saw them become more Christ-like as the tour went on. In fact, the last day we were there, this is really strange. We were in the lobby of the hotel. When I came down, our guide, Shimon, had, she wasn't random, but picked up this random woman to go with us on the tour. He said, she's been standing here and her group isn't coming to get her, so I told her she could come with us. And my first thought was, I really had expected that God was going to show up like he had, but I felt like he was going to do some specific speaking to this amazing group. And I thought, I don't know who she is, and her presence might mess with that. Well, that wasn't the case. She was a cardiologist from Austria. She'd come to Israel for a conference, wanted to see Jerusalem, and as she traveled that day with us to the Garden Tomb at the end and had communion with us, she said, these young people are amazing. She said, they have such self-discipline. And as we were leaving, Kurt and Maggie, who are from our congregation that are now serving in Israel, took her then, we were going back to the hotel to pack and leave, and took her to finish touring in the old city. And as I left, I thanked her. I said, thanks for spending the day with us. And she looked at me and she said, no, thank you. She said, this was very impactful on my life. So you need to know that everywhere they went, they made a difference in people's lives. Isaiah chapter 40 says this. It says, comfort, comfort my people. Speak words of comfort to Jerusalem, meaning Israel, and tell them that their day of persecution is over, and that God is forgiving them. And really, that's what they did. Before we left, I told them, you will contend for your own anointing. You are not going to go on the anointing of the reputation of the international singers and dancers. God is not going to this year let you go and walk in that corporate anointing. You will go with your own anointing and you will contend for it. It was a bit of a battle. But they all walked in it. I have never seen on the stage what I saw. It is indescribable in words. Every night, I not only saw performance perfection, and they dance and perform and sing in the strangest of places. I mean, they're not, I think twice we were in a literal theater, but the rest of the time, I'm like, really? This is good dirt. We're dancing here, right? I mean, you can change over here, and we put up some things, and it's unbelievable to watch what they do. But every moment that they took the stage, musicians, singers, and dancers, God's presence was there, and it was felt. A commander said to me this, a lieutenant colonel said this to me. He said, "Thank you for coming and encouraging our soldiers." He said, "You have no idea how important this is." And then he said, "But most importantly, you brought the spirit of Hashem to them." I've never heard that out of the mouth of an Israeli commander before. But that's what God did, night after night after night. Where in the past we've heard soldiers say, "This was so encouraging. This was so wonderful to know that there are people in America standing with us." And yes, we did hear that. But we heard this year, "I feel something I've never felt before." One soldier looked in the eyes of one of the dancers and said, "There's something in your eyes." And then they looked at the two people on either side and they said, "You all have it. There's something in your eyes." When people can feel the difference that a relationship with the God who is the creator of the universe, that's gold. That's money in the bank. And that's what happened every day. I want you to watch this video, and then I want you to hear from the internationals their experience.
We have come as Americans and as Christians to tell you that we stand with you.
I must say, I think everyone enjoyed right now. Everyone and each of us, after a long day work, finally come here and see a little bit something new. It just enhanced. This event just enhanced the cooperation between Israel and the United States in every level, especially the cultural one right now. And thank you very much. God bless America and Israel.
From my hopeful guy here. We're a Puga of a field, and I'm speaking to all of you, obviously. Yeah. We work here along the Lebanese border. We're a field intelligence unit. We gather reconnaissance about various enemies of Israel who would seek to do us harm. And I have to say, to see a group of Americans, especially a group of Christian Americans, coming out to the middle of nowhere to sing and dance and play music for us, and I see we share some aspects of our costume, is really, really a special feeling. And I want to thank all of you, really, from the depths of our heart. Incredibly, incredibly special, awesome performance. Nothing like a concert when you're least expecting it to pick up the vibes a little bit. So thank you so much for coming, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wednesday when we performed at the base of the warriors of intelligence warriors, and it's the commanders warriors preparing. That was great when the commander of the base came and told me something. You know, he is a colonel in the Israeli army, and he is in the army already about like 25 years. And he told me, you know, I've been all over, and we passed seminars with the Israeli soldiers everywhere. You know, at the Western Wall, at the Jewish Quarter, at Yad Vashem. Part of the training, it's a seminar training. And one of the things that he told me, and I'm coming, you know, I served in one of the elite units in the Israeli army. To hear this, that those words from him, it was like, you know, it made me even really feel like very, very, we can say, I can say, I feel my skin like burning. He said, Shimon, it's the first time, and I think that there is no any seminar that compared to what the soldiers over here saw and got from this performance over here. There is no more Zionism from that. And this is something that the Israeli soldiers should have everywhere. And this made me really, really impressed. And I told him, thank you very much. And I told this to Cheryl and also to Pastor George, that these kind of things making more than any other thing for the Israeli soldiers. And thanks God, this is, you know, that's what we're looking for.
We traveled from the north to the south, back to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, then to the south, and then back to the north. It was a little crazy this year, our travel schedule. But one morning, we had to leave Jerusalem. We had to get up at 5 a.m., get on the bus, drive to the Golan Heights, because we had done a performance that night in Jerusalem for the border police that was awesome. And we drove to the Golan Heights, and you saw that was performance was in the daytime. And you saw the young man who was thanking them. He's very observant as a Jew. He has long Peas curls. So they told me before the performance, they said, what are the girls doing this performance? So I told them, and they said, okay. The one man said to me, I'm in charge of the religious soldiers. They can see everything except the girls dancing alone. There's one little piece in Oriental. So I told him I'd give him the timeout sign when it was going to happen, and he can have them all turn their backs. So Shimon was watching. I gave him the timeout sign. He said, those soldiers turned their backs and turned back around and watched everything. But what I want to say to you about that is, certainly for the young men, but these young women present themselves in holiness and purity. And God can trust them to sing and to dance before young men because of the anointing of purity that they're walking in. And I want you to know that. That's huge. So we're going to start with Haley.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Haley Held, and this was my eighth trip to Israel with internationals. And what hit me really hard this year was how unique the opportunity we have is, how unique the internationals is. There's people all over the world. I'm sure there's some of you in this room right now who would love to go to Israel and probably will never get that opportunity. But I've been able to go 8 times. And not only do I get to go and visit the land, but I get to minister to the soldiers. I get to love on them. And I was thinking this year, like, if the Bible was being written today, these guys would be David's mighty men. And who are we that we get to minister to them? It just blew my mind. I spent the first 2 shows, we were backstage worshiping and praying, and I was just bawling my eyes out because who are we that God has entrusted us with this incredible ministry that we get to be a part of? And you guys, our church family, thank you so much for being able to let us be able to do this. Thank you for giving the amazing blessing that you guys gave us this year to send us off. Thank you so much, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. Also this year, I ran into more Americans on military bases than I have in my years past. I talked to at least four of them, and they grew up in the States. They made Aliyah to Israel, and they joined the IDF, and they had no idea that there were Christian Americans who supported them, and they grew up in the States. So that just encouraged me that there's still work to be done. There's still work to be done here in the States to bridge the gap between the Christians and the Jews, to show them that we love them and we support them. So thank you so much for being able to let us do what we do. Cheryl wanted me to share what my favorite site this year was, and it's Cana. I've been to Cana many times before. I love the teaching there. We usually learn about how first century Jewish weddings tie into Jesus coming back for his bride. And it's an incredible teaching. And before we got off the bus, Cheryl asked me what we'd done at Cana before, and that's what I told her. But she, when we got there, she anointed each and every one of us, and she anointed us that we would be set apart for the mate that God has called for us, which was huge for me. But then, in sites after that, the word set apart was what was on my heart. Like, the Lord told me several times that he has set me apart, which was incredible. And if you ask any of the teammates who went, Cana was just an incredible, incredible experience for all of us. And what was really cool is we fasted a lot before we left. And while I was fasting, the Lord put on my heart to ask Cheryl if we could go to Cana. So I asked her, and she said, yes, if we have time. So we had time, and it's just so amazing how our God works, that he spoke to me personally, but he spoke to most everybody on the trip in that spot. So what a great God we serve.
Well, hello. I'm TJ. I'm a dancer. This past trip was my second year going, and what was unique about this trip was we were kind of slow in preparation, it felt like. Some of the practices together, it took a while just to get in sync, you know, and during those practices, Cheryl told us, you know, if the anointing doesn't fall on us, you know, we're not going, and that's like the first time she said that she's ever said that, and so that was, you know, that we weren't prepared, but thank God that the anointing fell. And, but, you know, each performance, God showed up for us. We pray for certain things, and he would bless us with that, and then more abundantly. He'd give us what we asked for, and then more. And then by the end of the performance, our guide, Shimon, ended up telling us that performance-wise, that this was one of the best tours he's had for performances, so that was really awesome. As far as my favorite site, I'd probably have to say the Mount of Beatitudes, just because it's such a beautiful and peaceful place. You can like see the Sea of Galilee right past it, and it was the best place for me, the easiest place for me to hear God, so that was it.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Weathers. I'm a dancer. This was my first year with the internationals, but my second time to Israel. And it was just an amazing trip for me because the last time I went was very crazy. I went with a group that didn't love Israel. So just getting to be a part of that was awesome. And what really stuck out to me a lot was at every single performance, and then we stayed with host families in Pardesia, like, there would always be someone that would come up to me and be like, why do you love us? Like, I don't understand it. I've known nothing but hate my entire life. Like, my people has known nothing but hate our entire existence. And it was so cool for me to just get to, like, sit there and talk to them and tell them why I stand with them and why I love them because they don't get it. Like, think about anybody in your life, like everybody around you besides your family just hating you. And it just impacted me so much that we have the opportunity to go over and let them know that there are people that just love them, that don't want them not here, that want them here and support them. So that was really, really cool for me. And then my favorite site, I can't choose one, but one that was really cool was Shiloh, which is where, if you know the story of Hannah, she would come and pray and just be so desperate for a child because she couldn't have a child. And then Eli came and told her, and she said, if I have a child, I'll give him for your service, Lord. And so just being in that place, we got to spend some alone time, which didn't happen. So we had like 5 minutes of prayer by ourselves. And personally, the Lord just gave me like 5 promises in a row. And I was like, holy cow. And then just different people shared about when they were at that place, different things God had done. And it just really showed me that we serve a faithful God, and He will not let us down, and He will not let us go, and He's always faithful to the end. So, yeah.
My name is Mitchell McCain. This was my first trip. I played the acoustic guitar in the band, and I didn't necessarily get to talk to a ton of soldiers after performances. So something, when there was something that was common, it really kind of stuck out to me. And one question that I got 2 or 3 times after shows was, do you guys get paid to do this? Like they assumed that we were getting something out of this. And then at that point, I get the opportunity to say, no, we come here. We actually have to contribute to our trip to come here and to love on you guys. And it was really cool to see how that really hit them, that these guys really do care about us. They're not just here for any sort of incentive or anything. And one of the sites, the whole trip was incredible. Every site was amazing, especially in Jerusalem, which the last day when Cheryl had said we had the lady come with us, God still worked. My favorite part of the day was we went to the site that may have been the upper room where the disciples waited after Jesus died for the Holy Spirit and after He rose. And we had the most amazing prayer time. The Holy Spirit totally fell. We were getting prayed over. God was talking to every single one of us individually. It was just such a cool conclusion where God kind of wrapped some stuff up for me, and I'm sure for everybody else, just seeing the Holy Spirit fall in a place where it may well have fallen for the first time. So that was really cool.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Lampo. I'm a dancer, and this is my second trip. Something that really stood out to me is after our last performance was for some young people that were graduating, and then they were going into the military, but they had taken a year off between their last year of high school and the military to serve in the community. And so we performed for them as the part of their graduation ceremony, and a lot of the community came. And afterwards, we took a girl named Danielle back to Jerusalem. She needed to be there on Saturday morning. Or Friday morning, I'm sorry. And she explained to me that something in that community changed. Usually, if they have performances there, they will go and the people will watch for a little bit, but they won't stay for the entire time. They'll go back and watch TV or be on the internet, because that community doesn't really have an identity. They're like an hour outside of Jerusalem, so not too many people know about them. But she was explaining to me on the bus ride that something really changed in that community, and that they accepted us, and they stayed for our entire performance, and they loved us, and we loved on them. And she said, thank you so much for what you guys do, and thank you so much for being there for those people and letting them know that somebody loves them. And then one of my favorite sites wasn't actually really a site. We visited a religious school in Ariel, and it was really neat to me to be able to see the people and see what they do, and really important to see the children and see the next generation and just kind of interact with them. And they were really happy to see us and really excited, so it really touched my heart.
My name is Rod Ginn, and this was my 20th trip to Israel with the Internationals, and what a blessing. To hang out with these, I get to be lumped in with this thing called these young people. And I'm old enough to be most of their father. So there you go. But I get to be a young person for 3 weeks. It's awesome. But so many things stood out for me, and I've been to so many of these places so many times. But each year, God is faithful to show me new things and to encourage my heart. And this year, one of the things that really stood out to me was our first day that we toured in Israel, in Tel Aviv. It's one of my favorite places to go is Independence Hall. And it's the place where the state of Israel was declared on May 14th, 1948. And Israel as a nation was reborn, a country that had not existed for 2,000 years, a language that hadn't been spoken on a regular basis for 2,000 years as a national language. But it's a place where you can stand and say, at this place, prophecy was fulfilled. And God's word came to pass when he promised the nation of Israel that he would not leave them dispersed, but he would gather them back into their land. So it's one of my favorite places to go. But while we were there, we learned about David Ben-Gurion, the man who declared the state of Israel, the first prime minister of Israel, a man that God had born for that time, for such a time as that, who had tenacity, who had vision, who had the gung-ho-ness to do what it took to reestablish the nation of Israel. Against all odds, he forged ahead and did what God called him to do. And one of the quotes that we heard from him that really stood out to me this year, I've heard it before, but it really stood out to me this year, and the Holy Spirit spoke a lot to me about it, was he said, it's one thing to say you believe in something, it's what are you doing about it that shows how much you believe in it. And it just reminded me, it would be so easy for me to say, I do enough, Lord, for Israel. I do this, I do that. I've given all the money I can give. I've given all the time I can give. I've gone as many times as I could go. I've done everything I can. But the truth is, I could give up something else and give more money. I could give up more time and give more time. The Holy Spirit challenged me, don't ever settle that you're doing everything you can do. There's always more that God can call you to do and that he can use you to do. And I just feel like there's a word to share with you guys tonight. It's easy to say we stand with Israel, but what are we doing with our time and our talent and our treasure to do all that we can to be an encouragement and a support and a blessing to the nation of Israel? And then just one other quick thing, and then I'll hand it off. Being in Israel many times, there's lots of times there's comfortable weather, there's years when it's really, really hot. And just like unbearable hot, where you're sweating and you're just like, I don't think I can even hear what this person is saying because I'm so hot. I can't even focus. But I began to notice this year as we were traveling around the country that there was always this amazing breeze. You guys can concur. Almost everywhere we went, this beautiful, like, cooling breeze. We're in the north. We're on the Golan Heights. There's a breeze. We're in Jerusalem. There's a breeze. Even we were in a lot. It was like 104 degrees outside. But there in the evening came this cool breeze, and the temperature would drop 30, 40 degrees, and it would become comfortable at night. And I had kind of noticed that, but didn't think much of it. And the last day we were there, God spoke to me. He said, that breeze was the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit because we were contending so hard for that Spirit and for our anointing, that God was blowing the Holy Spirit amongst us and over us and through us, and that Holy Spirit was filling us and was giving us the strength and the energy that we needed to go on. So I just want to share that with you guys. And again, thank you all for your prayers, for your prayer cards that you did for us, for your financial giving and the special gift that you gave for us to go. Without you, it would never happen. And I pray that God's blessings be upon all of you for all you did to help us out. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Connor McCain. I'm the drummer. This is actually my second year on the trip. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about, is basically the difference between this trip and the last trip. Last trip, it was great. I had a ton of fun, but the team didn't really meld during the entire time. We kind of, I don't know, there was different pieces, different parts, not coming together. And this trip, I wasn't sure coming into it. There was a couple things I was a little unsure of. Our practices didn't meld very well. And then basically the day we landed in Tel Aviv, we all became this super tight-knit group where in different places we'd have fun and just be going crazy and making all kinds of sayings and stuff like that. And then other places we'd have this unbelievable spiritual maturity throughout the entire group, from our youngest Lily to the oldest. I mean, Scott was awesome on this trip. He came out and was taking pictures and stuff. So we had the entire performing age group just all connected on this trip. And it was just really awesome to see everyone, whether we were having fun or praying together, we were just a super close group. And I'm actually, we've all been texting each other saying how sad we are that we aren't together. And I don't really remember that as much last year, but this year it's been really rough. So, and then my favorite place was, again, as it was last year, the Garden Tomb. I just, when you go there, I feel this incredible peace from the Lord. It's in the middle of Jerusalem. There's a bus station right next to it. But when you're in the garden, there's nothing else around you. You just feel this serene peace. And so that was really what I loved. And we were able to just kind of sit there. We didn't have too much time, but we got to take communion, got to do a little worship. And it's just so amazing to be in the presence of the Lord. So, yeah.
I feel like God has something for you tonight, something that God did for the internationals while we were in Israel. This year, more than any other year, God spoke to them often and deep. Often and deep. So we were driving, and we went to the biblical site of Beit El. In English, we call it Bethel. That's where Jacob had his dream. And that's where God promised him the land to his generations that came after him. So we talked about that, and they all went off by themselves for the Lord to speak to them. It's not a site that, I mean, we've been there a few times. We've never seen another human being there, much less another bus. There's the rebuilt city of Beit El that is right close, but as we were at the site, God just said something to me. And so I gathered them all around, and I talked to them about the truth of God calling himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'd never thought much of that before until someone explained to me that research shows that when the faith has been delivered safely to the third generation, it's in your family line. There's a fight to make sure that happens. I know I have lots of friends that are first-generation believers. And some of us have contended over our children and fought for our children and watched what seemed to us unbelievable things and choices that maybe our kids would make, but still fighting and contending and seeing God pull them back around. And they then, you know, are godly and walking with the Lord and having children and delivering it to the third generation. So while we were there, the Lord spoke to me and said, and they're all young. I said, we are marked by our DNA. That's how we know who we are. I mean, we are marked. All of us have a unique DNA mark. Our family line has a unique DNA mark. In fact, the entire priesthood of Israel could be reestablished by a simple DNA test because there is a specific marker for the priest, and they have found it. And God said, tell them to call in their DNA line all over the world and into the future. Call it in. Call home all the prodigals of their family. They have authority because they share the same DNA. And they began to call in the generations, and I was astounded at the prayers that came out of their mouths. I'm going to tell you, God did something profound at Bethel. These families, something profound has happened. But I believe that God told me he wants to do the same thing here tonight. So I'm going to ask you to stand. And I'm going to ask you to do what they did, unashamedly. I mean, they were yelling. They were not praying simple little, oh, Jesus. I mean, they were hollering and yelling down their DNA line and into their future DNA, calling in salvation and saying not one of them will be lost, calling in the prodigals that they knew that were in their families and saying we won't put up with one of them being lost. I mean, it was unbelievable. But I believe that that's what God wants to do tonight for you. Down your line. You have family all over this country and maybe all over this world that you don't even know about. But you share the same DNA. God said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They all share the same DNA. Begin to call it in. Begin to say, Lord, your gospel truth will be established in my family. And I will not put up and I will not tolerate my children's children, or my children's children's children from being lost. I won't tolerate it. Devil, I'm putting you on notice right now, and I'm calling in the authority of God for the salvation of my family line. So I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to ask you to radically begin to speak. I don't think you ought to be whispering it. I think you ought to be hollering it. And so, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the authority of the Word of God, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God, Father, of our DNA family line. And we call it in. We say salvation is our inheritance. We're not going to tolerate anyone in our family line not making it into the family circle of heaven, God. Every prodigal represented in this room, we call them in the name of Jesus. God, we say no, you're coming soon. None's going to be left behind in our DNA. Father, we call in DNA that we don't even know who they are. God, all over this world, people that share our DNA, God, we call them into salvation. We call them out of darkness. We call them out of addictions. We call them out of pornography. We call them out of sexual abuse. We call them out of lying and cheating. We call them out from fornication. We call them out of darkness, God. And we call our family line into the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Singers, I don't know, Rod, what you want, but singers, come on, get up here. I want you to begin calling it out. I want us to stop being content and going, oh, well, we're just going to pray. No, you need to start radically doing damage against hell and breaking darkness and saying, my family line's coming out of that darkness into the light of Christ. I'm not tolerating it. I'm not living with it. I'm not going to be in heaven without them. Come now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just begin to worship and call it out. And I'm going to tell you something. The Internationals did something fairly strange. It's actually something God's doing all over the city. We were walking through a part of Jerusalem that's not my favorite. And Haley said, I believe God's telling us we're supposed to dance. It was in a place of darkness. And Haley said, God's telling me we're supposed to dance on this. So believe it or not, there was a goofy little stage right there. No, it's just bizarre. A little concrete stage. International, the dancers got up there. Musicians started pretending like they were doing I don't know what. And they danced Hamazeh, which is joy. And I said to them, you're dancing on darkness. You're not dancing some little ditty. You're dancing on darkness. And so I'd encourage you, as we're singing, don't just stand there, stomp on the darkness. Maybe you ought to get out and dance on the darkness and see what God might do.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come.
you might want to come
no
forward.
Nothing can compare. You are our living home.
You might want to stand by one of these young people and let their anointing sort of encourage your heart. Nothing is better than getting by a young person that loves Jesus.
I've tasted and seen all the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Break the shame off of our family line. If there's any shame in our family line, God, we break it off in the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Experience the glory of your goodness.
Lord. As we close tonight, I just want to tell you one thing. The last, wasn't the last day, but we were on our way to the ancient city of David. We stood where David's palace was. We went down to the area where Abraham met Melchizedek. I mean, that is unbelievable, because the land of Israel declares the truth of the biblical text. But as we were going, I said to them, I said, I am so excited to go to the city of David with you. And they laughed. I said, no, I'm really excited to go with you because a favor of the Lord is on you. And I mean the favor. They walked in the favor of the Lord because they contended for his anointing. They contended for it. When they were tired, when they were over it, they contended for the anointing. And God's favor just began. And I'm telling you, I meant it. I thought, I'm hanging here because God's favor's on them, and I think I'll get some if I hang with them. Serious. I want you to know that's the quality of young people that our church family's investing in. We need to pray for our kids. We need to call in more kids. We need to call them in so that they can be refined, so that they're not in their late 50s when they finally figured out they need the anointing. These kids know how to contend for it now. And for that, you need to be proud in the best way. So you be blessed. Thank you so much for helping us. For all of you that prayed, I'm going to tell you, God heard your prayers and he multiplied them in the heavenlies. And blessing is going to be returned to your house because of it. In Jesus' name. Thanks for coming.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.